Amen. Let's turn to Joshua chapter 1, please. Joshua chapter 1. I think it's just plain wrong to not remember, don't you?
Yes.
Joshua chapter 1, and as you're going, this is given to me by Pastor Sherry. And anybody in this room ever have difficulties in your life? A few of you? Just a couple of you? This little guy has had difficulties in his life, and he just doesn't want to face it all. Anybody in this room feel like that? I just don't want to face it all. And so people say, oh, you're living in denial. You're living in denial. Well, let's see. I like his interpretation. It's not denial. I'm just very selective about the reality I accept. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. We are in a theme in these last couple of weeks about spiritual warfare. And last week we really laid a framework or a foundation of our thoughts and our thinking and having the mind of Christ regarding how do we think. What a man believes in his heart determines how he lives. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he, the Bible says. And the Bible says we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, and we have the mind of Christ, and we need to confess what the Word of God says. And we're so quick to confess what the devil says instead of what God says. Amen? God is our refuge and help, a very present help. Our refuge and strength, rather, a very present help in times of trouble. I've quoted that all week long. How about you? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. So what we believe comes rolling out of our hearts and out of our mouths. And we set ourselves up for victory, or we can set ourselves up for further problems. Let's choose victory. Amen? Today, we're going to see another major key, foundation for having victory in the Lord. Victory. What does that mean? Why do you need victory? What's all this spiritual warfare talk? How many know you're in a battle in the faith? We're not talking about against flesh and blood. The Bible talks about we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. There are demonic forces trying to neutralize you and me, trying to get us full of shame, get us full of defeat, and then the body of Christ doesn't stand up and declare the presence of Jesus and bring His Word like we should. The Bible says His kingdom is to come on earth as it is in heaven. Well, who's going to do that? Three of you. Okay, good. Who's going to do that? The body of Christ. His people. We are representing Him. When you walk in that place of work, when you walk into your home, when you walk into the grocery store, you are representing Jesus Christ and you bring His presence. When you go to a restaurant afterwards, how you act, how you reflect, what you do brings the presence of God in that situation. You're the ones who can bring peace and reality. Difficulties may happen. People might accuse us. We're the ones who are called to be accountable before God and how we act and how we respond and what we do. No fair. No, might not be, but it's the reality, isn't it?
Right.
So we get to be those who bear His presence. So what we believe comes out of our heart and our mouth, and what we do sets us up for victory. Let's see what God said to Joshua. Joshua 1, verses 8 and 9. Joshua 1, I want you to see it in your own Bible. Joshua 1, about five books into the Old Testament. If you don't have a Bible, there'll be others who will get them for you, and then I'll give you some overheads. But I'd like you to see this out of your own Bible. Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. I'm going to read it out of the New King James, and then I'm going to read it out of the Message version, the Peterson version. Joshua 1, verses 8 and 9. This book of the law shall not depart from your, where?
Mouth.
But you shall meditate in it day and night. How often?
Day
and night. That you may observe to what?
Do.
Observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then, say it with me, for then, one more time, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Say that with me. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever go. For the Lord your God checks his bags out and moves out overnight. The Lord your God doesn't seem close when times are tough and there are tough times going on all the time. Gee, God's not there. No, God is with you wherever you go. Now, I want to read that again out of the Message version. Pat, if you'd be so kind as to put that up. They should all be in order there. You're just peeling them apart. She's great, isn't she? Pat's fantastic. So Joshua 1 verse 8, I'm going to read out of the Message as well. And talk among yourselves for just a moment. Listen to the obedience. Look at the obedience. You're all looking at me like... All right, we're there. Thank you. I was just given a little time, but you don't need it. All right, Message version. Let's go on down. There's the one we read. Here we go. Don't for a minute, thank you, Pat, let this book of the Revelation be out of mind. Ponder. Meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you strength? Courage. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. Look at each other and say, don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. Say it out to each other. God, your God, is with you every step you take. All right, Pat, I got one more for you. That's all right. You just pull that off. We'll put this on. What does that represent?
Oil.
Yeah. Come on. What is that? Come on, guys. Oil. All right, guys, ladies. What does it stand for?
Oil treatment.
What other? What else? What else does that say? What else can you use with that? Put it in your gas tank, right? What does it do? Come on, guys. Don't go quiet on me. What does it do? What's it for? Makes it work. What?
Lubrication.
What's it do? What's it do, George? Okay, all right. What's it do?
Makes your car run better.
Makes your engine run with a little more zip and zap, right? A little more energy, a little more passion. Look at each other and say, gotta get more passion. Gotta get more passion. STP, you know what that stands for? I'll tell you. Actually, STP, you've heard about it, was initiated as a company in 1954. They're celebrating their 60th year. Actually, about a year after they started, three guys started this in their garage in a little town, actually in Montana, about 2.5 hours from where I'm going to go next week. And they sold it a year later to Studebaker. And it goes on and on and on through the line, but it's still in existence today. And STP stood for Scientifically Treated Petroleum. Right, Dean? Yeah, there's the oil guy right over there. Scientifically treated petroleum. And so it's an additive, and you'll see it on the car races, and you'll see it all over the sides of their cars on stickers. But it makes things work better. And this morning we're gonna learn how our walk with Jesus can work better, and we're gonna add a little STP. Somebody raise your hand, raise your right hand, say, I'm gonna add STP. I'm going to add STP. Say it again. Come on. I'm going to add STP. Number one, stay in the Word. S, stay. Say it with me. Stay. Stay in the Word. And that word in the Hebrew, in the verse we've just read in Joshua, don't depart. Don't let it depart. That Hebrew word is the word mush. Looks like mush. Say it with me, Hebrew scholars. Moosh. One more time, just because it's fun. Moosh. It means don't withdraw. Don't cease. Don't depart. Don't go back. Don't remove. Don't take away. What's the instruction? What's the point? How do you stay strong? Where are we going this morning? How do you stay strong in the Lord? How do you stay full of courage? How do you fulfill the will of God and remain victorious in any spiritual warfare? The first instruction is don't withdraw, cease, or depart from the Word of God. Come on, someone say amen. Don't depart from the Word of God. Don't cease from the Word of God. Don't withdraw from the Word of God. Somebody say it with me. Stay.
Stay.
Come on, say it again. Stay.
Stay.
Look at each other. Say, stay.
Stay.
Then the next person can look back and go, okay, I'm not going anywhere. Stay in the Word of God. Wonder what that means. Deuteronomy 6. Watch it. Out of Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 9. The instruction, the key. This is the verse that the Jewish people put on their doorposts even now. And it's in their phylacteries, the boxes you see on their heads. And this is at their doorposts. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Verse 7. You shall teach them diligently to your children, shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets, as that phylactery is literally what it is, frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And what's he saying? He says, let the word of God be what you see, what you think, what you hear, what you speak. Let the Word of God be your all-consuming passion from the moment you get up, as you walk through the day, before you go to bed at night. Thank God for His Word. Stay in the Word of God. That's how we have victory. You want to have victory over temptation?
Yes.
Stay in the Word of God.
Yes.
You want to have victory over personal issues and struggles that arise? Stay in the Word of God. Lord, what are you saying? How should I conduct myself? According to Amos calls it the plumb line in life. How many guys did it in contracting in life? Ever? Okay, a few of you. Do you ever use a plumb line? What's a plumb line for? Okay, now we have the laser lines, right? But it was to make sure that things were built straight. And in the book of Amos in the Old Testament as a prophet, he says, the Word of God is a what? A plumb line. To make sure you're building straight and true. How do you find out when you veer off? You look into the Word of God. He says, don't turn to the right or to the left. Stay steady. Stay straight. Stay strong. How do you do it? Stay in the Word of God. Hebrews 4, verse 12. I'm going to read it out of the New King James and out of the Message. For the Word of God is living and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Ever been confused about what to do, and you go to the Word of God and you read that and go, ouch, now I shouldn't be doing that. Ever been convicted by the Word of God? I hope so. I have been. Lord, I need to change. Help me change. I look into your Word and see what I need to be. That's what the Word of God helps us do. So, out of the Message, God means what He says. What He says goes. His powerful Word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States, I have a quote up there, but I have a quote just before I'm going to read that sentence. These are two quotes from him. Abraham Lincoln said, I am busily engaged in the study of the Bible. I believe it's God's Word because it finds me where I am. How many know you can't hide from God? He said, I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good of the Savior of the world is communicated to us through the book. Teddy Roosevelt, 26th President of the United States. A thorough understanding of the Bible is better than a college education. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Better than a college education any day, getting a grip and understanding the Word of God. Read the Bible daily, guys, even if it's a short psalm a day. Find one verse, just even one verse to hold on to. Maybe it's just even one phrase out of one verse. I love what Pastor Sherry says up here, and you always know, many of you, if it's been a really difficult psalm, many of you look at her and go, I know you're not going to open to inspire us in worship from that psalm this morning. So she'll go before or she'll go back. She'll go, I find a verse for these folks. But what can you do daily? You can stay in the Word and you can encourage each other. Talk about it. What did you see from the Word? Maybe you didn't get a full meal deal. Maybe you didn't eat steak today. Maybe you just had a hot dog. Okay, maybe you just got a little nugget. But that little nugget might be exactly what you need that day. And a little later, it'll come right back.
Yeah.
And God will keep you strong. Stay. Somebody say, stay.
Stay.
Stay in the Word of God. S.
F.
T. Think on the Word. Say it with me. Think on the Word. What does that stand for?
Stay
in the Word. T. Think on the Word. Now, this is really kind of fun. The word to meditate on the Word of God in the book of Joshua that we just saw. The word meditate means, it's the Hebrew word, and it means haggah, and it is haggah, and it means to murmur, to ponder. Now, don't look so holy at me. Some of us have murmured some negative things from time to time. The rest of you are looking really holy right now. Murmur, mutter. I heard a message on that back in the 80s. The guy, every time he said those words, we're going to murmur, going to mutter. And that's what we do sometimes. And even if we do it to ourselves. How's your self-talk lately? How's your selfie? You know, oh, man, you doofus. You know, murmur, 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 murmur. And he says, let's do that on the Word of God. So what comes out is what's in the Word of God. And it's not just internalizing it. Notice that. Other words are imagine, meditate, mourn, mutter, roar, speak, study, talk, utter. It's all about out loud auditory being able to pick up what you're verbalizing. Meditating on the Word of God also involves the ability to speak it out, to listen and confess the Word of God. Because church, we need to hear ourselves say it. We need to hear ourselves say it. We need to declare the Word of God. Now, consider it again. Joshua 1, verses 8 and 9. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. It's right where you are in the Bible. But you shall meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Then you'll make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you. Now, what I want you to do for just a moment is consider with me, why was God telling him this? Why? What's the context? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of this? Go up to verse 7. Go to verse 7. Why was God telling him this is so important? Only be strong and very courageous, verse 7, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. I'm going to read it down in the message. Give it everything you have, heart and soul. Make sure you carry out the revelation that Moses commanded you. Every bit of it. Don't get off track, either left or right, so as to make sure you get to where you're going. Church, I want to really get this in as an understanding. This instruction from the Lord comes in a section where God is assuring Joshua that he will be with them. He's going to go inhabit the land. He's going to divide up the land to his to the tribes of Israel. They're going to conquer a land where the people have turned against God and every sort of debased wickedness is taking place. But remember, we're talking spiritual warfare this morning, not wrestling against people. God is in charge of life, but how can we have victory? So God is telling Joshua, be strong and courageous. They're just getting ready to go into a land. It took them 40 years wandering through the wilderness. Here's the promised land. They're getting ready to go in. Are y'all with me? They're getting ready to go in. But do you think that's why God's telling him this? Because there's a deeper issue. It's not go in just to inhabit the land. It's not be strong and courageous. It is more important to God and more important than the military issue you have at hand. More important than you having victory on the battlefield. More important to God, he says, I want you to spend time in the Word of God so you can keep the commandments of the Lord. Amen. Because you'll have victory for sure as a soldier of God if you walk in the Word of God. First things first. Now, that may not sound like a big deal to you. Ever wonder why you didn't have such great victory sometimes? And sometimes you stop and take an oil check on your dipstick spiritually and you go, my STP's a little out of oil. My engine's running dry. I'm not in the Word. not feeling so close to Jesus. Maybe I haven't taken time in prayer. Maybe I don't take the time to go to church. It's not important. And God says, well, okay, have it your way. And your engine's going to freeze up. Anybody engine ever start knocking? Engine, check engine light comes on. What do you do? Check engine light comes on. You go, who cares? You care eventually. Right? You care eventually. Because right out there in the middle of nowhere is where it's going to say, time out, I'm done. Right? If I could just go, I just need to nurse another 20 miles out of this baby. Just another 20 miles. I'm almost there. You're in the middle of the state where it's barren. There's nothing but dry wheat fields and rattlesnakes. And the engine says, I've been trying to tell you. I'm done. You go, whoa, I hope I got AAA all paid up. But what he's saying, if I could help you see how important this is, may sound simple. This whole instruction is not first and foremost about going in to occupy the land. It's about getting your own heart right. Amen. If you're going to have victory in life. Be strong and courageous, because it's going to take that effort to stand up against the temptations and distractions of the world, to stick in the Word of God, to think on the Word, to stay in the Word. This command is based on God's power through His Word. It's a stronger exhortation. It takes more strength of character to stay in the Word of God than to go have victory on the battlefield. And if you'll stay in the Word of God, I'm repeating, you'll have victory on the battlefield. God's instruction first and foremost. Let me just give you a few thoughts here. The Economist in December 2007 reported over 100 million copies of the Bible are sold or given away every single year. Annual Bible sales in America are worth between $425 million and $650 million. Gideon's International gives away a Bible every second. Church, we are strong supporters of the Gideon's ministry. I love those people. We have them come in here. I love listening to their stories. I love the spirit. We go to the pastor's banquet. It is the sweetest event virtually that we attend all year long, because they are so sincere in their love for the Word of God to distribute the Bible. We've got a distribution coming up right here, not from the Gideons, but from people right here in Port Ludlow that are saying, come on, let's give the Bible away to every household. The Bible is available in 2,426 languages, covering 95% of the world's population. How many love the Wycliffe Bible translators? Wycliffe Bible translators go into a village and they are with them long enough to learn their language so they can write a Bible for them. Gideon's will give a member of the armed forces and veterans administration and hospitals and nurses and doctors and chaplains. Any military guys, did you get a camouflaged Gideon's Bible when you joined the military? Or at least, even if it was not camouflage, it was a Gideon's Bible. That's one of the most important things they do. You wonder, what about those Gideon Bibles that are placed in the hotels? Do you know that they expect over 6 years of time that Bible will be read fully by 25% of the people who stay in that room? Don't kid yourself. It is a crucial and vital ministry. Gideon's began distributing the Bible began distributing the Bibles, in Superior, Montana, and I'm going to stop myself and say, I'm sorry, STP wasn't in Montana. The Gideon's Bible was given out first, and the Gideon's ministry began in Superior, Montana. Will you forgive me? I'm sorry. I repent in dust and ashes. Okay. More than 1.8 billion Bibles and New Testaments have been distributed since 1908, when that ministry began. You guys, it may seem meaningless, but it's not meaningless. It's all about the love of the Word of God. Frankly, more than economic free enterprise making America great, it's the Bible that made America come alive. On average, more than 2 copies of the Bibles are distributed actually per second through Gideon's. It's anticipated that by the year 2015, the second billionth Bible will be distributed and placed. In 2012, there was a survey about the Good Book that it was still the number one seller of all time. There was a survey. It was called The State of the Bible in 2012. Trends surrounding the most influential book of the Western civilization. The survey found, listen carefully, that fully 82% of Americans still believe the Bible is a sacred book. But the head of the American Bible Society has this statement. The average American home has 5 Bibles on the shelf. Did you hear the last phrase?
On the shelf.
On the shelf. The most widely distributed book and one of the least read. Stay in the Word of God.
Yes.
Think on the Word of God. Because God is trying to say to His people, you want victory? Be in the Word. Listen to what I say. Psalm 1, verse 2. But in His delight is the law, His delight is the law of the Lord, and His law He meditates day and night. Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love Your law. It's my meditation all the day. People didn't think that anything was written down when Joshua was getting this command. He had the book of Moses, the books of Moses, first 5 books. Moses not only heard them and met with God face to face, he wrote them down and recorded what God had said. And Joshua turns around, and that's what he studies. And we don't read of one slip in Joshua's life. Are you aware of that? You read the book of Joshua, you read about his life, you don't read about one slip. Because every day, he was in the Word of God. Stay in the Word, think on the Word, so you can, thirdly, perform the Word. Say it with me. Perform the Word. You got S, you got T, and you got what? P. S-T-P. You want your engine to work right? You got to put in the right stuff. Perform the Word of God. Joshua 1:8 again. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. Ezra 7, verse 10. Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the Lord, the law of the Lord. To what? To do it. And to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. James 1, verse 22 through 25. Be what? Doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Anyone who is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Guys, that's every eye of prayer. Guys, how much do you study yourself in the mirror? What was that?
Very little.
Very little. Because we're afraid we're going to break it, right? Gals, how much do you study yourself in the mirror? Oh, varies through the room, varies through the room. If you see a flaw in the mirror, ladies, what do you do about it? Cover it, fix it, try to pretend it's not there. No, but you deal with it. Guys, you see a flaw in the mirror, what do? Walk away. Walk away. Can't do anything about that fourth chin I now have. Dance over. That's the way it is. A walk away. And the guy who walks away and forgets that way in the Word of God doesn't study to correct what's wrong inside. He says, don't be like somebody who walks away and forgets. Study the Word of God. Do the Word of God. And if you want to apply it and learn it and embrace it so you can fix the flaw, you got to do what it says. Joshua wasn't simply there to command the armies. He was to be a man of God among them who learned and knew the Word of God. And the Word of God was his treasure, his vital breath in his life. Be strong and courageous to keep the Word of God. Then you'll have victory in life. In real estate, when we make a sale of a house or vacant land, you have terms and conditions, and then everybody agrees. But lots of times in a house, there's also follow-up. There's an inspection that takes place, and some of you have been through the process. And then after the inspection, they turn in a remedy page. And I dealt last year with an inspection that came in. Usually they come in to 20, 25 pages, you know, just go through everything. I had one last year, 114 pages. Usually there's 1 to 5 things. Maybe they ask for this to be corrected or that to be done. And, you know, if you're going to sell, you'll always try to go through and fix it up just the way you always wanted it just before you leave it. So you go through, you do the terms and conditions, but then there comes this remedy page. And it might be one to five items. That 114 or 104 page document had 45 things to be corrected. But you got to get through that, make a determination of what you can do in order to have the transaction fully occur. If you're going to fully receive the strength that Jesus has promised us, we need to respond to His terms and conditions. Say, okay, Lord, let's clean up my garage. Or maybe I got a couple things in the attic that don't belong there anymore. Come on, smile at me. Anybody got attics? Yeah. Anybody been there in the last 20 years? Sometimes it's kind of fun. Oh, my old annual. Oh, no, I don't look like that anymore. We're saved by grace, church, but we cooperate in faith with Him if we want to walk in victory. So stay, think, perform. The results of STP. Stay, think, and perform. Number one, what are the results? You'll make your way prosperous. The Hebrew word is salek, and it means to push forward. You will, if you respond to God, you'll say His word, you'll think of His word, you'll do His word, perform it. You'll break out, you'll come, you'll go over, you'll be profitable, you'll have victory in your life, victory in character, and victory in life and strength in response to God. And you'll be able to overcome the devil and his temptation and walk righteously with Him. You'll have, number two, good success. And the Hebrew basically refers to intelligence and wisdom. You'll learn the right way of living and how to please God. You'll be strong. Number three, that's a root that means you'll fasten upon. You'll seize and be strong. You'll seize upon the victory and you'll be obstinate and strong and be able to hang in there when tough times come. How many want to hang in there when tough times come? You'll have good courage. The Hebrew word for good courage means you'll be alert and mentally focused, and you'll be courageous and steadfast and strong of mind and heart. You'll have no fear living. You won't be afraid. And that literally means you won't have to live in dread and be harassed. You won't be dismayed. You won't have to fall prostrate down before the enemies. You'll be strong in the Lord. Why? Because the Bible says, if you'll just do these simple things, stay in the Word, think on the Word, do the Word, perform the Word, God will be with you wherever you go. How many want that? Amen. God will be with you wherever you go. Turn to each other and say, God's with y'all. Just keep doing the Word of God. So Joshua got it. Joshua heard it. And then at the end of Joshua's life, he repeated it. As he gathered the people together, and we all quote Joshua 24, verse 15. As for me and my house, we will what?
Serve the Lord.
But before that, in Joshua 23, verses 6 through 8, he tells those gathered before he departs, therefore, be very courageous to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law. Courage, character, strong determination. Stay on the Word. Stay in the Word. Think on the Word. Perform the Word. Be strong and courageous, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left. Lest you go among these nations, these who remain among you. You shall not make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them, nor bow down to them. But you shall hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. You want victory? We all live in a real world, church. We all live in a place where there's a lot of temptation, a lot of distraction. How many know there's more distractions than ever? Maybe you're like me. Got more TVs in your home and less good to watch on it?
Yeah.
For generations, many, many people have tested every facet of the Word of God and tried to stamp it out. Voltaire, the French philosopher, writer, and the deist who died in 1778 said, I just, let's see, Jeremiah, David Jeremiah is a great Bible teacher. He was just quoting this last week, and I saw it again in my studies this morning. And I've got to include that. But Voltaire said, as he was dying, within 100 years' time, Christianity will be swept away from existence, and it'll pass off into the obscurity of history. Yet, barely 50 years after his death, the Geneva Bible Society owned his home and set up their printing presses, and out of Voltaire's own home printed scores and scores of Bibles to be distributed all around. You can't put out the Word of God. People say, oh, come on, update the Word of God. It needs to conform to today's society. Hey, guess what? Today's society needs to conform to the Word of God. Stay in the Word. Think on the Word. Perform the Word. And you'll be able to celebrate in your heart and mind that big old logo we've got there. Called, say it with me, please. S-T-P. Stand with me, would you please? Thank you, Pat. We're going to finish with the song we started with. The river is here. Do you love the Word of God? I just love the Bible. Man, you know, you read it through every year, and next year you read it, you go, I didn't see that. Wow, who put that in there? Where'd that come from? And it's so rich because the Holy Spirit keeps speaking to us every day from His Bible. You go, well, I don't understand it all. That's right. That's all right. That's why you hang out. And we find out. We grow. We learn. And it's just a joy to be in His Word because He keeps us strong, healthy, and full of rejoicing. Father, we thank You for being so good to us. Thank You for the living Word that You write in our hearts and minds. Thank You, Lord, for the supernatural STP that You put inside of us that makes our spiritual engines run even better. Zip and power and life because of You and Your Word. We love You so much, Lord, and we pray that You'll have Your way in our lives as we give ourselves to the Word of God, and we choose to do so in Jesus' name. And they all said, Father, we thank You, and we leave here today to go out built up in the Spirit of the Lord. We thank You for being so great to us and so powerful, so kind and merciful. Lord, we praise You today, and I pray that You'll bless Your people. Fill them with strength and peace and life and joy as we go out to stay in Your Word, think on Your Word, and perform Your Word. We'll go forward, Lord, with godly and holy STP in our lives. In Jesus' name. And they all said?
Amen.
Amen. If you're here this morning and you need further ministry, there'll be those here to pray for you. And go out with joy and full of rejoicing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Be released.